At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Welcome to DSC's Campfires with Larry Wysoon, a unique blend of hunting, fishing, wildlife conservation, and the outdoor lifestyle. DSC's Campfires is brought to you by DSC, Conservation, Education, and Hunter Advocacy, Hornady, Accurate, Deadly, Dependable, Trigicon, Brilliant Aiming Solutions, Taurus, award-winning pistols and revolvers, Mossberg, American Built, American Strong, Habit, our gear, your adventure. Welcome to the Campfire, and today we're in the DSC offices here in Dallas, Texas, and I am so tickled, pleased, proud, and honored to have Mr. Brian Feenhold with us. Brian is back with us, and DSC's been busy since last time you and
Larry,
I talked.
Larry, well, first, it's great to see you again.
Always such a pleasure.
What a pleasure, sir. But we have been busy. There's no slowdown after convention anymore. I don't know if there used to be, but there isn't any longer.
I'm not sure there ever was much of one. I think there might have been like a 2-day respite there where everybody kind of got away and go, okay, right. How do we do now? Where do we go? What's next? You know, how do we improve what we did last year?
That's it. I love that continuous improvement. We got a great mindset for that here, and we certainly have a full slate to engage with our exhibitor partners, our members, and everybody. You're more year-round now than ever before, I think.
I think we do, too, and I think that is so very important, and I think that's one of the things that sets us apart from the rest of us. We've always said that the convention is a big family reunion, mm-hmm. and it is, but now it's also continues on through so many different things we did. Of course, with the chapters, and we're in kind of the into the late spring right now, and I've been at a bunch of the different chapters, and I know that you have too, and the chapter events have just been phenomenal.
Oh, it's been really great to see the energy and excitement at the chapter events. They're all setting personal bests for their evenings. It's one right after the other. We've had many of them so far this year. This is the season for that, if
absolutely,
you will, you
yes,
know,
sir.
The kind of that January to May time frame. But we've even got some now in July and August coming up later in the year at a few newer locations for us, and they are knocking it out of the park.
They truly are. I know that New Mexico, I think, will be a little bit later, and maybe Northeast Texas mm-hmm. and a couple of others mm-hmm. as well. Of course, we brought Bruce Borowski on.
Yep.
And I've had the opportunity to spend time with Bruce in the field and at conventions and across the table from him on a lot of different conversations. And he brings such a great approach to
with a
tremendous amount of knowledge from his past experiences and then just his personality. And then the real reason he's as good as what he is because Miss Lisa's wife.
That's the best part of Bruce.
And
he'll be the first to tell us that Lisa's is the best part of the Borowski, what they bring to the table. But, you know, Bruce is a great servant leader. He's looking to help where he can and to provide ideas and support and really enable our existing chapters to do even better. And I'll tell you, he is also, and I know you know this from talking with him, but he has been getting very busy on introducing new chapters to DSC.
Absolutely. I remember a comment about that, watch out, the tornado is coming from him, and certainly it is in a lot of different ways because he is setting up chapters all over the place. And actually, he and I are talking about it, setting up a chapter in the area where I live there, about halfway between Austin and Houston, to where it won't interfere with South Texas, Northeast Texas, or any of those. So, and that's an area that is very rich, too, in outdoor loving people.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that. And of course, as soon as we get that thing kind of set up, we'll probably do something here in about 2-3 weeks from the time this airs to may have to get you down there at the same time.
There you go. There you go. Well, you know, it's funny how this world operates, Larry. I don't know if you know this, but I first met Bruce over 30 years ago when we were both early on in our careers. We worked for a natural gas utility in Northern Illinois and both in different, very different roles, but in the same region or area or whatever it might be, and became friends then, and then careers and families and everything takes you different directions. I'd really fallen out of touch with him and Lisa for years and years. And then one thing leads to another, and we're back in touch, and he's getting into the conservation industry, and all of a sudden now he's here at DSC, so that's great.
Well, I'm thrilled to have him here, and I knew you guys had known each other for a long, long time, and in a lot of ways you're very similar in a lot of ways, and in the similarities
probably scares him
that I truly appreciate. So.
Well, he's a good guy.
He truly is, Mike. He really is. And if anybody interested in the chapter, they can certainly get in touch here with the DSC office or go to biggame.org and find out how to do all that. Because we'd love to have whoever's out there that's interested to help form some chapters or become members of the existing chapters as well, too. So, Brian, you've been involved with so many different things. And I know through the DSC Foundation and DSC proper, you were very much involved, since we're talking about chapters, about getting two or three different companies truly involved in DSC. Tell us a little bit about that.
As far as just...
Well, I mean, we've been doing some Weatherby rifles.
Yeah, you noticed a few of those.
Silencer Central, I think, has been
That's
involved
a fact.
With
yes,
several
sir.
Things. Tell
yeah.
us a little bit about that,
about those.
There are a lot of reasons to.
Well, you know, Larry, the one thing I'm hearing more and more from our exhibitor partners, from folks and organizations that want to sponsor and be a part of DSC more, is that, you know, they're really eager and excited to become more a part of what we do, not just for the 4 days during the convention,
right.
but year-round. And there is so much more now going on year-round. I know we're probably going to touch on some of that here in a little bit. But there's so many more ways for groups to become involved in what we do, both at the DSC level, at the DSC Foundation level, and whatnot. And so, sure enough, folks like Weatherby have really stepped up, and we've signed a multi-year agreement, sponsorship agreement with them. It's puts them at as one of our top-tier sponsors of the convention, but it also puts them as a top-tier sponsor of the foundation. There's a product element with it as well, and you've seen those beautiful chapter guns have this year. I mean, there is nice. That's exhibition grade wood, and that's all thanks to the fine folks at Weatherby. They brought those to us and gave us an opportunity to do that. And what a fine rifle they are!
I can promise you, there are drool marks on every one of them that I've handled so far.
without a doubt, without a doubt. I would love to. My birthday's right around the corner if you're shopping. So.
Well, I understand that basically there's one for each chapter at this point, and I'm not sure whether there are going to be more made beyond that.
Exactly.
They've done well in terms of sales, but the good thing is, if you don't already own one, we've got several other chapters coming up very quickly, where
that's
there might
it.
Be an
Keep an eye on the calendar.
So, yes. What about the silencer side of things?
So Brandon
and
Maddox.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Brandon Maddox and his team at Silencer Central, you know, they're doing so much for conservation these days.
Gracious.
He's built just a wonderful business there, highly successful, but they're a business that gives back. And we see that a lot in this industry, right? But Brandon has raised that bar pretty darn high. And he's got a great team. They are the presenting sponsor for our DSC Foundation Gala.
Absolutely, yes, sir.
And so, and as well as being a major sponsor of the convention, they're the app sponsor at the convention as well. You see them a lot of places, not just within our organization, but across the industry. And what a great role model they've set to give back to conservation. Brandon's a great guy and a good friend of mine, and they've signed a multi-year deal with DSC and DSC Foundation as well.
That is such a great product in so many different ways, and they have made it so much easier than it was before they came on the scene to procure one of the silencers.
As Brandon likes to say, they've made it super simple, and they truly have. It's so easy, even a Fienhold can figure it out. So, because I've got one on order, so it's not here yet, but I'm ready for it when it is. So
I've noticed that at our chapter events, we've been able to give away some to different games that Bruce has come up with, but just visiting with the people once they hear about what we're doing. There's a tremendous amount of interest in the suppressors, and it's more a suppressor than it is a silencer, as most everybody, I think, knows.
That's right.
It's not no sound. You know, there is sound, but it's greatly reduced. Of course, to me, one of the beauties of it is you can see, it's like having a tremendously good muzzle brake that doesn't make a noise. So you don't have to worry. You still got auto wear hearing protection, I guess, but you don't have to, as far as I'm concerned,
it's
if you can't hear
as,
it better than I can.
It's not nearly
and
as damaging.
You can actually see the bullet hit.
That's
to
it.
To me, that's one of the great things
there's,
about it.
There's so many benefits, and they spell those out so clearly and effectively.
Oh, absolutely.
But as our friend Mr. Fallon would say, it's a way to do things, and it's a good way. It's not as hard on the ears.
No.
You can reacquire your target much quicker.
Absolutely.
It makes you more effective at what you're doing, what your responsibility as a hunter is to do.
Absolutely. Great, great product. Again, just outstanding people. We've got the chapter still going on, as we kind of mentioned. When this is going to air, I'm not real sure whether we'll have just had the DSC Foundation Gala or whether it'll be the right before the DSC Foundation Gala, but it'll be held May the 6th, if I recall correctly.
That is correct.
And what a great event. And again, like the chapter events and even our major event here in Dallas, if you can't attend, and we really want people to be there in person because those things are, all those things are making so much fun.
They're a lot of fun.
But if you can't, there's also an opportunity because to bid on certain items or maybe even all the items essentially. So there's opportunities there too. But I know with like the foundation, we've got some hunts coming up that you just can't hardly find anywhere else. And to me, that's one of the great things about it. Of course, the money goes to DSC Foundation, and DSC Foundation basically is a clearinghouse when you get right down to it.
For grants, for conservation,
grants, yes,
and
sir.
Education around the world.
Around the world, yes,
and
sir.
So, you know, this is the third annual DSC Foundation
yes,
Gala, and in just 3 short years, and thank you for inviting me to the first one.
Oh, absolutely.
But in 3 short years, it's become the single largest fundraiser for the foundation. So how impressive is that? It brings out the best in DSC Foundation in a lot of ways. Donors, exhibitor partners, attendees, members, new folks that are introduced to the organization. As you mentioned, the live auction will be 100% online.
Yes, sir.
As far as I know, and it should cover virtually every item, if not every item, on the live auction. And you know, the online auction platform has really opened the door to a lot of folks to participate when maybe they can't make an event. And
right.
How nice is that?
Oh, absolutely. I've been fortunate to be on 2 or 3 different hunting trips where the buyer actually, for whatever reason, could not be there.
Yep.
And ended up buying the hunt and had a great time because in some instances I was kind of be able to stand in the background and watch them a little bit, and they're smiling the whole time that they were there too.
Well, if I can go on a little bit, Larry, on this year's particular gala.
Yes, please.
Last year's gala, you know, was just,
oh my gosh,
was incredible, right? We had just a wonderful night. It exceeded even the highest expectations, and we thought, gosh, this will be hard to outdo. Well, stay tuned because I think it could happen this year. Between the live auction, which will also be online, an incredible and growing silent auction, and a bucket raffle game that will, I think, rival any bucket raffle out there. You know, as far as just global experiences, hunting, fishing, different, and that just from top to bottom, this gala, I think, is going to raise the bar again. Which 6 months ago, I would have told you that's possible, but I really think it's going to happen again this year, and isn't that just great? That's a direct reflection of the support we get from our partners, from our attendees, from our members, everybody who has a hand in helping us support the mission of DSC and DSC Foundation.
Absolutely. Those, of course, are conservation, education, and hunter advocacy.
That's it.
And that also parlays into our chapters as well. And two, with the chapters, one thing I do want to mention is that unlike most organizations, if a chapter has their single most successful, financially wise, event, 75% of that they keep for whatever they want, however they want to award it. Because all these chapters are two, as I recall, 501c. To begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And so 75% stays with the chapters, 20% goes to the DSC Foundation. But even there, the chapters,
they direct
where you want to go.
Yep.
So there's like 5% that's left, and that's really just kind of for minor expenses those kind of things.
At the end of the day, 95% of what they raise, they direct.
Exactly.
And that's they do a great job of directing.
Oh, they do a fantastic job of doing that. And that's on that one most successful. I know that there's some of the chapters that I've dealt with, and they may have two or three other smaller fundraisers. Well, they get to keep 100% of that.
Yep, that's a fact. And you know what we're seeing too now, Larry, that I'm really enjoying see develop, and then, and I don't want to say too much nice about Bruce because it'll go right to his head. But what I've seen in just the last few months under Bruce's direction and the chapter's willingness to embrace, you know, his attitude and embrace each other, they're sharing a lot more. They're sharing ideas. They're backing each other up on projects and key mission initiatives that they have at local chapters. We've got chapters supporting other chapters in what they're doing, whether it's youth hunts or track chairs or different experiences or different initiatives that these individual chapters, we've got them collaborating now, working together to make it better for each group. And that is so refreshing to see. And
oh my
and
gosh, yes.
They're together, they're making themselves a much stronger force, which is just great to see.
And I cannot see anything but that increasing moving forward.
Yeah. It just seems like it's snowballing. There's more and more each day.
It is. And it will, as you say, it will continue to snowball. Yeah. Yeah. Even with the introduction of new chapters that we're thinking about or that are looking at coming online kind
That's
of
right.
thing. Yeah, again, I can't say enough good things about Bruce. Are you for being friends with him for a long time? And I know you had.
He's had to put up with me for years.
I know there was a little bit there that said, "Bruce, maybe you ought to come over here and be involved with this group." So, thank you for doing that. He's become a great friend and someone I really look up to be honest with you.
He's doing a great job.
Or be open with you, I guess I should say. I'll always be honest with you, but I'll be even more open with it about that.
All right.
Anything beyond that you see on the horizon that you're working on right now as far as DSC that maybe just the general public and particularly, our, of course, those who are seeing this in a video form or hearing it in an audio form that they can look forward to or that they may be able to tell somebody about?
Well, you know, we're having more and more member events, both in-house right here in the DSC offices in this same room we're sitting in right now and or even at you know, offsite destinations here in the greater DFW area. And so whether it's guest speakers, and you were just a speaker for us
in March,
a few weeks ago.
Right.
So thank you for that. I was out of town.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, I'd have been there. But we've got some three or four more speakers throughout the year. We've got some really fun. We've got a big boar shoot coming up. We've got there's a sporting clay shoot that's in the process. And by the time this airs, that will be well underway, and I think that's going to be for some time in June. So I would encourage folks to keep an eye on the website, you know, biggame.org, and go under events and look at the calendar. And if you've got any questions, just call here to the office, and we'll help you get registered for all these events. But we've got so many an average of more than two member events a month now planned for the rest of the year, throughout the rest of the year.
How fantastic!
How exciting is that?
That is truly exciting, and that's. As a large membership, that's not including the chapters as well.
That's right.
Because I know some of the chapters are now, with the COVID thing, a little bit past it, so they're going back and having some special events here and there
too. They are.
And monthly meetings where they all get together and get to tell hunting stories and where you've been and where you're going. And
that's right.
And I'm thinking about this. Well, no, you don't want to do that. You ought to go do this kind of thing.
Come with me here. Well, and one other event that we have coming up that occurs every other year is on August 26th this year. And you know a little bit about this. And you were at the first one, I do believe.
Yes, sir.
And this was really one of the silver linings that stemmed from COVID, you know. And so we don't even like to talk about that five-letter word anymore. But there were some silver linings to it. One was this gathering we have with our great partners at Conroe Taxidermy and Ox Ranch. We're going to have a great reception and social and get together for several folks right there at Barrett's Conroe Taxidermy, right there in Conroe, Texas, August 26th. And that's shaping up to be just a wonderful event, a gathering of folks from that have a relationship either with Conroe Taxidermy or with Ox Ranch or with DSC or all the above, just to get together and really enjoy a nice evening and raise some dollars for DSC Foundation.
Absolutely. I've been at the two of them before that we've had. Yep. I was there at the first one, as you mentioned, which was the result of we couldn't really gather. Well, last year we could, the last time we had one.
That's right.
And the event was out of this world good. And from when talking to Barrett and Travis and Mike, the three Simpson boys, if you will.
Yep, that's right.
They're really set up, and the facility they have is out of this world. It's right outside of Conroe, and as you mentioned, I think August 26th, right?
Yes, Saturday, August 26th.
August 26th.
Late afternoon, early evening.
It's just so many great people there. And one of the things that I've noticed in the last couple of times is not only had members, we had members inviting people to come. And we've had a pretty good increase each time of new members once they got there and kind of figured out what DSA was all about. So that's something to put on your calendar is August the 26th there at Conroe Tax Derby. That facility is out of this world good, and the hospitality is beyond that as well, too. And we'll have a little bit of an auction, but we'll have some other special things
going to be a limited live auction and silent auction and a fun little bucket raffle. That'll be great. And I'm sure we'll have a few surprises that evening, too.
I got a feeling that'll happen.
I think so. And I got to tell you this. If I've met with Barrett on this a few times already, and if he ever decides to switch careers, he could be a great party planner because the man is super excited about this event,
and
he's got a lot of great ideas.
He's
ready for it.
He knows whereof he thinks, and he knows whereof he speaks, and then he does whereof he speaks.
He's a doer. He'll get it done, and we're going to have a great event.
Absolutely. Well, we know we've got a lot of things coming up with DSC, and hopefully this will come out before the gala on May the 6th, and unfortunately, I'm not going to be there this year because I'm a speaker at the Jack O'Connor Hunting Heritage Center up in Lewiston, Idaho. That's something I agreed to a couple of years ago and didn't realize it was going to be the same date. So
congratulations on that. Well, that'll be quite an experience.
It is. O'Connor was one of my all-time heroes.
I bet.
And all those kind of good things. But I know the event's going to be out of this world great to begin with. And with the auction items that we have and the people that we have coming in, there's always so much to do at that and so many fun people that you run into. And the meal's pretty good as well, too.
That's right.
Adult libations are okay as
well,
too.
They're not bad either.
No.
Yeah, the best part without you, and you touched on it, the best part's just getting together with folks that support DSC that are friends, that have become very good friends over the years, that really enjoy spending time together. It's great.
Sir.
Sometimes it's the only time of the year you'll see them, and it's so nice to spend time with everybody.
Well, knowing all the great things that DSC is going on, are doing at the moment, and will continue doing, and that's just not going to do anything but increase, we're hitting into the late spring. Now, tell me, I'm always anxious to hear where you're going to go hunting, because I know in one instance you went to a place that I had hunted, and I am still jealous of the fact that I wanted to go back.
I had a wonderful experience up in coastal Alaska there, hunting Sitka blacktail with our friend Keegan McCarthy.
With Keegan, absolutely.
And, on the Sukumi boat. And so you hunt well, and you eat well, and you rest well, and everything. It's an A-plus trip in my book, and we had a great time. We had four in our group, and everybody was successful. And
oh, my gosh.
And what beautiful. I mean, it's hard to beat Alaska, and I tell you, it never rained at all, but you wouldn't believe me. And Alaska's great.
But I'm going, why did that not happen when I was there?
Exactly. No, we had a wonderful trip and saw just all kinds of wildlife and had great opportunities and great evenings just to chat and reminisce about the day and speculate on what the next day holds. But it was a great trip.
Absolutely. So. Now, I hear kind of through the grapevine, through a mutual friend of ours, Greg Simons with Walleye Center.
Yes.
Of course, Greg sits on the DSC board and a dear friend of many of us and many years for us as well, too. I understand you're headed down somewhere close to what we call in Texas the King Ranch Country.
Yeah, we're heading down in that area. I am really looking forward to spending some time with Greg's team down there on one of his ranches hunting Nilgai and Addex, both for the first time, and I guess both are great table fare. I know Nilgai is. And you just mentioned to me earlier, Addex is as well?
Addex is as well. I've only had the occasion to eat Addex meat about two or three different times, but I can tell you it was out of this world.
Great.
Good.
And we know Nilgai is incredible.
Well, as you're right.
Yeah.
Now, I've got to ask you, Nilgai have a reputation of being really tough, and they can. I've seen them go down with one shot, but I've also seen them go down after numerous shots. I have to ask you, what are you going to be hunting with?
So, well, it may not surprise you that I'll be bringing my 300 Weatherby. When Weatherby came out with the backcountry a few years ago, I just jumped to the chance to buy one of those, and got it in 300 Weatherby caliber, one of the classic Weatherby calibers. I do enjoy. My first big game rifle was a 30-06 Vanguard. I bought it about 100 years ago, and I had great success with that. Took it on my first safari to Zimbabwe, and so I've been a collector and shooter of Weatherby, among other firearms, but Weatherby for many years, and I've used this 300 Weatherby successfully on elk and a few other big game hunts, and I'm really looking forward to taking it down for Neil Guy and for Addicts.
That is an absolutely fun hunt in so many different ways because it's almost all spot and stock. Yep. And yep. I'm very familiar with the ranch that you're going to hunt. In years past, in my other life as a wildlife biologist, setting up management programs, that was one of the ranches I worked with years and years ago with that particular family. And watched that property grow and change in a lot of different ways. And of course, the Addicts is one of those animals that pretty much is gone in its native land of the Sahara Desert, essentially in Africa. So it's a very unique animal. And through the work of landowners and hunters, we now have enough Addicts to where they can seriously be hunted. And hunting
right
is
here.
What's paying for those animals' existence and the perpetuation
Absolutely.
Of those animals.
It's a good conservation story that goes on a lot here in Texas.
Yes, sir. And the Neil Guy essentially
is that way,
too.
You've seen it all over the place.
But these guys down there, particularly in that lower ranch country that we're talking about, lower part of Texas, that habitat lends itself, terrain, the habitat, even the weather, lends itself very nicely to some of those northern African, kind of southern Asia kind of animal type of thing like the Neil Guy is as well, too, and they've done extremely well
there. They thrive and they do very well, and I'm glad to be going in April instead of July. So.
It can get a little warm down there.
It just
really can. And I can remember a few years, too, when we had rains that came along where you might want to take a bug net just in case. Uh-huh. If they've been getting rains, the mosquitoes can be quite
They survive very well, too, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Well, what else you've got going on? We were talking a little bit before we turned the cameras and the recorders on. But
I think are we both going to Alberta this spring?
Yes, we are.
So I don't know what your dates are, but I'll be there in May sometime.
That's the way I am. I think it's like May 17th, 18th, toward that time frame.
I'd have to look at my calendar, but it's about the same time, mid-May-ish, give or take.
Yes, exactly.
I'm flying into Edmonton. And I'll be about 3.5 hours north and a little east. It's Lake to something, or Lock to something, as they say. But
I'm actually going. Linda Powell with Mossberg set this hunt up for some writers, and she graciously invited me to go on this one. And so I'm not real sure. I've seen photographs of what Miss Linda and her hunters that she's taken have taken, and the bears are big in that area, and they're multicolored, meaning not each individual multicolored, but they're different colors of brown, of course, black and tan.
Cinnamon and
even some red bears occasionally. And I recall a bear, too, years ago that we shot, and it was not me, but that was shot there in the kind of the central part of Alberta that was almost white.
Is that right?
It almost looked like a polar bear.
They've got more color phase bears there than about anywhere, I think.
I think it's
one of the most prolific
color
phase areas.
To the best of my knowledge. So
that'll
be a fun hunt. I'm anxious to try that. I'm actually going to take one of the New Hornady 7mm PRC that they developed. And I've been playing with that one a little bit in the Mossberg.
Quite a caliber.
Of course, Hornady ammo. But I'm anxious to see how we'll do on a black bear. We've been playing around with it a little bit. Brandon Houston and I do the journey together for TV, and Brandon helps with the podcast periodically as well, too. But Brandon's got one as well, too, and he's been shooting some hogs with it, and they've had just absolutely fantastic success with those things. So, and that, to me, is kind of the test medium.
If they'll bring down a hog.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That's how you test bullets and you know, test your ability with them as well, too.
That's it. Well, I wouldn't call myself, I'm not too mad at the bears, you know. I enjoy bear hunting, and I enjoy, what I enjoy about bear hunting is what I enjoy about hunting. It's time you can spend with friends in the field and share some stories and celebrate some success, but really just have a good time and really be out in nature. And I think that's what we all enjoy so much. But I'm going on this trip not so much because I'm a fanatical or or whatnot, bear hunter. It's really more because I get to go with a good friend of mine who's been doing this trip for years years, and he knows the outfitter like family, and I've heard all about him. I feel like I know him, even though I haven't met him yet. So it'll be a great trip that way, northern Alberta, or up in that part of the wood, part of Alberta is so nice anyway.
Oh gosh, it is. I'll be back up there in November with Ron Nemechek with North River Outfitting.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go back up and shot a Boone and Crockett whitetail non-typical there about 3 or 4 years ago, and then COVID came and I didn't get to go. Well, this year I'm going to go back, and to me, I love that hunt because you never know what's going to step out. But again, it has to do with the friends that are there. Yep. Ron and I've hunted together off and on over the years, and so it's as much going up there and giving him a hard time and him giving me a hard time.
That's right.
As it is what the animals.
That's
are
right.
Time.
You worry if he doesn't, right?
Oh, yeah. I'd be if he didn't jump all over me, I'd go, oh my God,
what have I done?
Wrong? What have I done? I've made him mad. He doesn't like me anymore, kind of thing.
That's it.
So. Anything else that you can kind of foresee on the horizon that we want to visit about
well,
there?
I'm just excited about it. There's so many good things going on at DSC. We've just seated all the new board of directors and new officers.
Absolutely,
and I
yes,
think
sir.
Everybody's eager to continue the good work of DSC and DSC Foundation. There's just I don't know if this will air shortly before or after the gala, but I'm really excited about what the gala will do this year. Our events throughout the year with our chapters, so many good things going on. And before we blink, Larry, what is it? January 11th through the 14th of 2024 is going to be the convention, the Super Bowl of conservation shows. And I think it's just going to be another great one here for us right here in Dallas.
Oh, it'll be out of this world good. Yeah. Over the years, I've done lots of different shows, and there's only one that I really honestly, truly care about and can't wait from the day that it shuts down to the next one.
Until we open it right back up.
Until we open it right back up. And that's, of course,
the older we get, that just seems that much. Oh. It just seems like you blink and it's here again.
Yeah, like,
so.
The old song, don't blink kind of thing.
That's
You're
it.
Right.
That's
You're
it.
Right.
Well, we have, that truly does showcase the best of the best.
It does.
In terms of exhibitor partners and industry supporters, attendees, our staff, and really the secret sauce for DSC, our volunteers.
Our volunteers, yes, sir.
And so that I'll put our DSC 100 team of volunteers up against any volunteer. And volunteerism is at the core of good conservation for all the groups. But I will tell you, the DSC 100, they're a special group.
The DSC is a very special group, and it's no longer just the DSC 100. There was a time when there were like 100 volunteers.
That's what. Yep.
Well, now we're what, like 500, 600?
Oh,
so now the 100 means they're 100%
committed. They're in it to win it, and there's hundreds of them now, 500, 600 of them.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And that and growing.
Yep. Absolutely, and growing.
Another way to get involved with the organization is through that and becoming part of the volunteer efforts that go on really year round, but certainly the big event is the convention. But there's a lot of ways to volunteer and get active with what we do.
Absolutely. And of course, if people want to learn more about how to become involved, they can call the office here. But I would strongly suggest that they go to the DSC website, which is biggame.org. And of course, the phone number is there. And and they can get in touch with Corey, who's our CEO, executive director, and very much involved too with the foundation, as are you, both with the foundation and with DSC proper.
Right.
We've got a lot of good people here that can answer your questions. And I'll be very open with you. I have been involved with DSC since about 1987. Yeah. I've never felt better about DSC than I do right now with the personnel and the people involved.
Yeah, we've got
this is a team that is, I'm not even going to say second to none, because there's so much difference between first and second on this one. It's just amazing.
We're blessed to have a super strong team. Great board for both DSC and DSC Foundation,
yes,
and again the volunteers, and then our thousands and thousands of members that are part of who we are, and really help us get the message out around conservation, education, advocacy, and share that to the world.
Well, if somebody wants to get in touch with you in terms of development programs, mm-hmm. which you're very much involved in, and as we're talking about with Silencer Central and also Weatherby, even as an individual or perhaps as a company, what's the best way to get in touch with you personally?
They can call right here to the office anytime. That number is 972-980-9800. They're also certainly welcome to email me, and our emails are pretty simple. They're Brian, just first name, at biggame.org. So Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at biggame.org, and I'll be happy to get in touch, and we can have a discussion. But there's, a lot of good things going on year-round right now.
Year-round, and it's time to become involved. You know, conservation costs, and it takes cost in terms of dollars, but it costs in terms of person's efforts as well, too.
That's
so
it.
Please become involved with DSC. You're going to be so glad that you did when you do. That's all I can tell you.
Brian, you meet great guys like this guy.
And like this guy right here. Ryan, thank you so very much for joining us around the campfire. We'll reconvene this campfire here in about 3 weeks, and want to catch up maybe 4 weeks once we get back from Alberta.
I look forward to that.
And kind of see how each of us did.
We'll compare notes.
And bring pictures.
I bet we both have a good time.
That is a no. Thank you all so very much for joining us around the campfire today. If you want to get in touch with us, there's so many different ways that you can do so. And please let us know what your thoughts are about the podcast. And if you have any questions of any kind, whether it's relative to DSC or some of the many other things that we're involved in terms of the outdoors, in terms of hunting, and even to an extent fishing as well, too, you can get in touch with us a multitude of ways. So please send us a question, send us a comment, and we look forward to seeing everybody right back here next week.
DSC's Campfires has also been brought to you by the Crown Bar in the Grange in Round Top, Texas, Texas Wildlife Association, Double Nickel Taxidermy, H3 Whitetail Solutions, and Burnham Brothers Game Calls.
You want to succeed, you want to fish, you want to be one of the greatest.
Tune in to West Marine's Life on the Water, presented by Costa Custom Boats, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
You'd think, with four of us spread out on a tiny island, that the task of tagging a whitetail would not be a big thing. But, as I've learned, no matter where I've been, whitetails can be damn tricky.
Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.